We welcome you back to El Rosa, still tending to Landon Nyman in left field, Randy Rothstein, as they had a pretty good conglomerate of people over there from Clipper Nation. As now it's starting to weed out a little bit. We did see Gavin Mathias play catch. He is now out of the dugout. Looks like he's going to go into play left field and be DH'd for. As Landon, now they're stirring a little more over there. If you missed it, yeah, it was a pop-up by Buddy deep into the left field corner. And foul territory here in El Rosa, if you're not familiar with the dimensions, it's a good chunk of it by the dugouts. But as you go, Randy, it gets more narrow and more narrow. And basically, by the end of the foul fencing there to the foul pole, there's not much more than a foot and a half over there, it looks like.
Looks like he's going to walk off under his own power. They're going to take him out in the left field corner there, Kirby.
Okay.
But he may also be getting a trip to the local hospital to look at some of those injuries. Landon, just a young kid,
yeah.
High school kid yet.
Yeah, you love the effort. I mean, going hard. For a second, I thought he had until the huge collision, I thought he had a chance to catch that ball. Yeah.
Well, that's just great to see, though, that he's walking off under his own power.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. No,
they don't backboard him or anything.
No gators
like
or anything to lug him out of here. So, yeah. Best of luck to Landon Nyman, and we're hoping by Sunday we'll hopefully get to see Landon at the ballpark as well.
Absolutely.
So, the defensive change will read Gavin Mathias now in for Nyman in the 10 spot, playing left field. The count is 3-2. It's the leadoff hitter for Richmond here in the seventh inning. It's Kyle Buddy. And Danny Berg's going to get a couple warm-up throws, Randy, to kind of get back into the rhythm a little bit. For those curious about the we're still doing candy bars, right?
We are.
It'll be a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup on the runs because he guessed 235. I went 200. And it was, what did I do with that?
176.
176 was the total. So, a little shy of last year's Friday night game between Cold Spring and Richmond. So we're ready to rock once again. As Buddy back into the batter's box, Danny Berg's got the tough task of, after playing doctor, coming home here, his 3-2 pitch to Buddy. That is high ball four. And Kyle, with the one of the longer at-bats of his life, will reach first base, the leadoff man on for Richmond here in the seventh inning. Batter will be Dusty Adams. So Buddy reaches base for the second time this evening. 1-for-3 with a single and a walk now as Adams into the batter's box. Dusty working on an 0-for-3. As Berg set, first offering to Adams. Dusty bunts it foul up the first baseline. Not an easy pitch to bunt right there.
Not at all.
Bunt it or wear it, right?
Exactly.
Coming right at him.
Yep.
Did see Nyman make his way past that little hole there between the dugout and the grandstand. So
he did have some gauze up by his face or his mouth area, so I don't know if he went sliding kind of head first into that fence, Kirby.
One strike pitch to Adams, missing high for a ball. Dusty was squaring to bunt once again, pulls back. 6-2 is our score here in favor of Richmond. Royals with a big fifth and a big sixth. 2 in the fifth, 3 in the sixth. Matt Geislinger chased from the game after 6 innings. As Berg set, 1-1 pitch to Adams. He bunts this one. That hits a lip and comes back fair. Berg fields, flips underhand. That ball was destined to be foul. And whatever it hit, it came back fair. Dusty walks away smiling ear to ear, and he got the job done.
I think we get Matt Bauer on the line right now and find out what he's got in that grass and dirt there that – it's the spin of the ball, he says.
Spin
okay.
of the ball. Yeah. He, of course, the groundskeeper would never blame the hop. You know what? Who would imagine a bad hop on a night like tonight? But the sacrifice is in order as Buddy checks in at second base, and the batter's Cam Miller. Berg's first offering is chopped through the right side, bleeds into right, fielded quickly in right field by that's the new right fielder. Is that Geislinger?
That is Carson.
Carson Geislinger fielding that one, gets it in quickly, so Miller punching a hit through on the first offering, and the Royals have first and third with one away and Carter Thielen to the plate. 13th hit of the evening for Richmond right there as Miller just Plays a little dome ball through the right side.
Yes, he does.
Thielen to the batter's box. Talk about a flip of the script on your evening. As the first offering from Berg in there for a strike. Carter was 0 for 2. It looked like he didn't belong in the same zip code as Matt Geislinger. Then he triples off of him. Pounding that triple. Did Thielen. As the one strike pitch is low. That gets past Lincoln Haugen. Buddy trying to score. Kyle will come in, slides head first, and scores on the wild pitch. The seventh Richmond run, and it is a 7-2 ball game. Checking into second base is Cam Miller.
Yeah, that ball just hit hard right off the dirt in front of home plate, Kirby, and bounced over Lincoln Haugen. He never even had a chance at that. Bounced high in the air. This is a tough position, for Danny Berg coming in after that injury, coming in for Matt Geislinger playing right field all night. And now we're going to see activity over in the Richmond bullpen.
As the 1-1 offering to Thielen. That's missing. That's actually just Jokula.
Oh, it is. It's getting loose in there. Okay.
Isn't that? Yeah, that's Luke Jokula. Just hasn't thrown in a while with the injury and still only the one out. Pitch to Thielen is waved at. 2-1 pitch, cut on and missed. Evens it up at 2-2. Adam Bacchus in the 9 spot on deck for Richmond. Another run across for the Royals here in the 7th. As Berg's 2-2, chopped foul at home plate. A little quick pitch right there. Savvy veteran on the mound is Dan Berg. He's got plenty of innings logged on the mound for Watkins over the years. Eden Valley Hawk in his youth. 7-2 our score in favor of Richmond. As this pitch hit on the ground towards short, Nolan Geislinger fields, throws across in time to get Carter Thielen. Miller scoots over to third base, 6-3 on the ground out of Carter, and it'll be up to Adam Bacchus with another runner at third base for the Royals here in the 7th.
Just look at that play by Nolan Geislinger, who had to charge that ball in on the grass, knowing Carter Thielen is extremely fast. Nolan gets rid of that ball so quick at Kirby. He got Carter Thielen by a couple steps.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he got rid of it quick, and you know the guy can fly. Can't dilly-dally. Berg's first offering to Bacchus. That's in there for a strike. Adam with the suicide squeeze. Last inning in the 6th, he scored the first Royal run with a single stolen base and coming across on a Chase Elshire single. Bucky 2-for-3 tonight. One strike pitch. That is inside, apparently, so says Tim Pratt. Evens it up at 1-1. Miller aboard at third with two away for Richmond. Here in the 7th, as the 1-1 pitch missing low. Now 2-1.
More region baseball tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, St. Martin to Munich. That'll be followed by Lake Henry Luxembourg and then El Rosa Spring Hill, all at Meyer Grove tomorrow.
2-1 pitch to Bacchus. That's hit in the air to center field. Kramer right on it as Kevin has it measured and makes the catch cap high to retire Bacchus for out number 3. And that does it for the Royals in the 7th, but they add another, scoring one run on just the one hit. There were no Watkins errors and one runner left on base. We've played 6.5. Stretch time in El Rosa, 7-2 our score in favor of Richmond. On to the bottom of the 7th in 1 minute right here on Chasm Radio.
It's most everyone's dream to buy your first home, maybe that cabin on the lake, or a 40-acre hobby farm. Hi, this is John Dole of Century 21 First Realty. Whatever your real estate needs may be, I'll be there to make the process as smooth and stress-free as possible by customizing my plan of action to each of my clients' wants and needs. I'm a realtor with Century 21 because it's rewarding to find that perfect home or piece of property for my clients. It's like hitting a home run. Check out the team at Century 21 First Realty today. Call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dold Real Estate on Facebook.
The Greenwald Pub in Greenwald is the place for all your upcoming events, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, bridal and baby showers, business meetings, and anything else. They will prepare the luncheon or meal to your liking for all events. They also do catering and rent out tables and chairs. For a large or small event, the Greenwald Pub will get it done right for you. Phone 987-3100 and talk to Jeff or stop in at the pub. Get your events booked for this year and 2023 at the Greenwald Pub. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Pub.
Bottom 7 here in El Rosa. It's opening night of Region 15C baseball action. Richmond with a 7-2 advantage over Watkins here into the bottom of the 7th inning. 8-9-1 in the Clipper order. That starts with Justin Thompson as Luke Jokula toes the rubber. First offering to Thompson in there for a strike. Is that Dusty Kramer on deck there, Randy? It looks like him. So Dusty came into play in Matt Geislinger's spot. He's playing third right now. He will hit as well. This pitch popped up, fouling out of play. JT on the night had a big double in the second inning and then a sack bunt in the fourth. One for one with a sacrifice. Jokola quickly up 0-2. As the lefty ready, he rocks and fires. 0-2 pitch cut on and missed as Mr. Jokola has found a different gear, Randy Rothstein.
He certainly has. And, you know, we're all wondering, that's about a 20-minute wait in the dugout for Luke Jokola. Kirby, what's it going to be like for him coming back out onto the mound? And, well, if that first batter's any indication, he's just picking up where he left off in the sixth inning with a strikeout to end the sixth.
First at bat for Dusty Kramer. Pitch swung on and missed by Dusty as Jokola gets ahead with the fastball. Lefty right back. His one-strike offering, that's fouled to the netting. Now 0-2. It's funny if you look at it like that because Richmond had the long fifth inning. He came back with a 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth. The long sixth inning, 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth. 0-2 the count now with one away to Kramer. 0-2 pitch, cut on and missed as Jokola buzzing the Clipper bottom of the order right now as the lineup flips back over, and it'll be Nolan Geislinger.
He has struck out four of his last eight hitters, Kirby, after not striking out a batter for the first four innings.
I was going to say, those are his four strikeouts on the night, too. Nolan Geislinger into the batter's box at the top of the order. Jokola's first offering to Geislinger in there for a strike as that pitch dotted on the corner from the Royal lefty. Nolan today hit by a pitch in the first, bounce out in the second, line out in the fourth as this pitch is popped up. Short center field coming on. Dalton Thielen has it measured, and it's another 1-2-3 inning for Luke Jokola, retiring the Clippers in order for the third consecutive inning. Randy, he has retired his last 11. After seven, it is Richmond 7, Watkins 2. On to the eighth with the Glenn Carlson Award-winning Minnesota State Amateur Baseball Hall of Famer Randy Rothstein. You'll hear it in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural needs, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Make the switch and start your new career at Beyer Built Woodworks in Belgrade. Beyer is a family-owned company that offers fantastic benefits. Right now, they're looking for a general laborer, assembler, and night shift truck loader with a $20 starting wage. Beyer Built Woodworks, a millwork distributor in Belgrade, offers health, dental, life, disability, 401k with company match, paid time off, and revenue sharing with a strong, growing company. Apply today at BeyerBuilt.com. That's B-A-Y-E-R, BeyerBuilt.com.
Also have positions for machine operators, route drivers, and over-the-road drivers.
Top of the eighth inning for the Richmond Royals. Dalton Thielen, Chase Altshire, Cole Schmitz set to face Dan Berg for the Watkins Clippers. A 7-2 Richmond lead as Thielen takes low from Berg and 1-0. Seven runs, 13 hits, and an error for Richmond. Two runs, five hits, two errors for Watkins this evening. Pitch to Thielen, a called strike, and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Nice little pop to the top of the Royal order here, Randy. You go 2-for-4 with a couple hits, runs scored. Elshire on deck. He's got three hits. Schmitz with two extra base hits and RBIs.
After 6.5 in Eden Valley, Monticello leading the Cold Spring Rockies 8-3. The other region game being played tonight. The pitch to Thielen outside, a ball, and 2-1. Other regions, 8C and region 4C, they're going to play their ball games tomorrow. No night games tonight as Thielen swings and misses strike two. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Here's Berg's pitch. That's outside. The count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Royals scoring in four of the first seven innings, batting here in the eighth. And a foul tip into the mitt of Lincoln Hogan. Dalton Thielen out on strikes.
I mentioned nice pop at the top of the order for Thielen. It's his third strikeout. So when he's hit it, it's been good. It's making that contact that's the tough part.
And you sacrifice three at bats, you get two hits in there, two for five. That's all right. That's
300.
Yep. Here's Chase Alshire at the plate. Chase will take off the corner. Ball one. What's Chase done tonight? Three for four for the Royals' third baseman. The pitch bouncing in the dirt. And the count 2-0 to Alshire.
Reach base all four times. With a bum leg.
A bum leg is right, exactly.
Peg leg out there.
Here's a pitch from Berg. A line drive down the right field line, just fouled by Alshire. And the count at two balls and a strike.
Danny Berg in relief of Matt Geislinger. This is Dan's second full inning of relief work. Started the seventh for the Clippers.
Ready is Berg. He comes home, and Alshire takes a strike call, 2-2. Dustin Kramer over at third. Nolan Geislinger at short. Carter Block at second, and Brendan Ashton at first. That's the infield for the Clippers as Alshire chases that high fastball, and he goes down on strikes. It looks so meaty up by the eyes, and that one snuck past Alshire's bat.
He did what to it? He chased it?
He chased it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and he raised that eye level with that off-speed pitch the pitch before. Then you come in with the hard one that high. It's tough to lay off.
Bring Cole Schmitz to the plate. Cole with a couple strikeouts, but he's got a couple doubles on his score sheet tonight. A swing and a foul tip by Cole in 0-1. Pitch low and away. And one ball, one strike. We're in the top of the eighth inning, a 7-2 Richmond lead. If you're checking in here on our Chasm radio station, you can pull us up on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and streaming online at mychasm.com. As Schmitz drives this one over Kramer's head at third and into left field, a solid single for the Royal catcher, who's now 3-for-5 tonight.
0-for-2 with two Ks, and then barrel from the Royal three hitter as he's swung out of his early game slump, you could say, Randy. He comes up with two RBI doubles, and then now that two-out base knock.
Bring Sam Holthaus to the plate. Holthaus, 0-for-4 tonight. Reached on an air back in the fifth inning. And the pitch from Berg is a strike called, 0-1.
This game buttons up with the Spring Hill El Rosa. Winner gets winner, loser gets loser. Saturday or Sunday morning and then early afternoon.
Berg comes home, and that pitch a little bit low to Holthaus. And the count, one ball, one strike. Two outs for the Royals here in the eighth inning. Cole Schmitz, the base runner, over at first. Brendan Ashton holds him there. And Holthaus drives this down the left field line. Matthias giving chase. And Gavin dives in foul ground. He can't come up with it. But you know that had to cross Gavin's mind, Kirby. He was racing towards that line. And in foul ground, he looked at the fence, too, after seeing his counterpart run into it earlier.
So, I mean, yeah, the PTSD alone right there from that area down the line, looking at a situation like that. That was much more shallow.
Sure.
So he had a little more room to wiggle with and some room to slide. But, yeah, it's that same neck of the woods.
One ball, two strikes, the count to Holthaus. A check swing. He taps it down the third base line. That ball stops on a dime. Throwing it is Berg, and he throws it wildly down the first base line into foul ground, backed up there by Carson Geislinger. And they throw Sam Holthaus out at second base. Holthaus looks injured. Umpire Nick Burscheid wiped out. He was laying on the ground, and Holthaus, I don't know what he hurt, but he's struggling getting up now after that slide at second. So we'll iron it out when we come back. No runs for Richmond. One hit, no errors, and actually make it one error and one left on base. So we have played 7.5. It's Richmond 7, Watkins 2. We're back in a minute.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Now more than ever, at Albany Mutual Telephone, we understand how important your time is when spending it with friends and family. That's why we are proud to offer our fiber optic internet that provides speeds up to 1 gigabit. That's internet speeds 100 times faster than regular broadband internet. So get ultra-fast internet today, because when it comes to your life, we know that every minute counts. That's the gig life. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home.
We're back at El Rosa, 7-2, Richmond leading the Watkins Clippers here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Lincoln Hogan will come to the plate for the Clippers. Kevin Kramer and Danny Berg to follow Lincoln. They are still attending to Sam Holthouse, and I wonder if he got stepped on with the spike. It looks like they're putting some tape on his fingers. They got his glove and hat out on first base, and that's what Holthouse is looking for right now. He'll come out of the dugout, but they were putting some tape on his fingers because it looked like he got stepped on out at second base.
Running out of bodies here.
Oh, my.
Each way.
Lincoln Hogan up into the batter's box. So that inning ended with Holthouse getting credit for a hit and an error on the throw that allowed Cole Schmitz to take third. Holthouse was retired 9-6.
Would be 1-9-6. Well, the way it started. All right, so, yeah. So he would already have obtained first. Okay,
exactly.
Gotcha.
There's a strike call to Lincoln Hogan and the count 1-1. What's Lincoln done so far tonight? In that number two spot, 0-3 against Joe Kala. He'll foul this one back and out of play, and the count 1-2 to the Clipper catcher. One, two, the count. Bottom of the eighth inning. Luke Jokela has gone the distance for the Royals. And fouled to the backstop by Hogan. And the count stays at 1-2.
Don't mark your bracket just yet, Randy. Watkins still got some sticks here. Six big outs to play with.
Lincoln Hogan pops this one up foul as continues to make contact against Luke Jokela. This is probably the longest at bat against Luke Kirby in the last three and a half, four innings.
He's had some quicker ones. This one, yeah, Lincoln's been battling in there.
Pitches high for a ball and 2-2. 2-2. Ready on the mound. Here's the pitch, and Hogan pops this one up shallow. Center field out on the grass is Buddy. He made the catch for the out. Maybe one step on the grass, Kyle, had to go.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But not a ton. We haven't seen a lot squared up as of late, but that could change real quick with the next few guys coming through the Clipper order, Randy. Starting with this guy.
Yeah, Kevin Kramer. Kevin, so far tonight, had a double in his first at bat, scored the Clipper second run. He is 1-3, reached on an error in the third. Jokela's pitch and a swing and a miss by Kramer, strike one.
That accuracy issue Jokela ran into in the early innings, Randy, is all but gone now.
I don't know what magic dust he's putting on that baseball, but the Clippers seemed almost fooled by it. There, Kramer sends it to straightaway center field, backtracking a little bit as Dalton Thielen. You make the catch for the out. And right now, I think Luke is just, they're telling him, put it across the
attack,
plate, let him hit.
Attack mode, basically.
Go after it, yeah.
Got a five-run lead. They got nobody on base. You're four outs away. You know, just make him beat you.
Absolutely. Bring Dan Berg to the plate. Dan 0-3 tonight. Three fly ball outs for the Clipper pitcher. Jokela kicks and delivers. And Berg will take a strike call. Nope. A little bit high. A little bit high. It says Pratt at home plate and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. There's a pitch, a strike called, and 1-1.
Danny taking the whole way right there. Wants to maybe get him out of his rhythm a little bit.
One ball, one strike. Berg will chase that high fastball. He folds it to the backstop in 1-2. That one was up by his eyes. Of course, he's sitting 1-1. He's telling himself he's going to come with a fastball, and I'm going to hit it. 7-2, Richmond with the lead here in the bottom of the eighth inning over Watkins. Berg, foul ball. That'll go right up to the Richmond dugout. Nobody chasing that one. They all turn their backs on it.
Boy, were they ready for that hot shot, yeah. Huh?
1-2 the count. On deck, Brendan Ashton. Luke ready. And his pitch. Berg, a line drive. Again, down the left field line. Just want to go into the corner and out of play in the count 1-2. Jokla coming back, Kirby, after taking a bunch of years off from amateur baseball. He was riding bulls, wasn't he?
He was. He so 2018 would have been his last season, and then took the 19, 20, and 21 seasons off. Richmond had some guys leave the team. His brother-in-law is Blaine Ottman, and he said, quit riding bulls and pitch for us, and it turned out to be a good idea.
Here's the pitch, and Berg drives it to right field. Carter Thielen got turned around. This one's going to go over his head. Bounces off the fence, and Berg's going to stroll into second base with a stand-up double.
That snaps a 14 consecutive batters retired for Luke Jokela since the Thompson bunt, sacrifice bunt, back in the fourth inning, Randy. Luke had retired 14 consecutive until that Berg double.
Pretty impressive. Absolutely. A pretty impressive run there for the left-hander Jokela, now facing Brendan Ashton. Ashton 1-for-3 tonight. Brendan, the last few weeks, has just been stinging the ball for the Clippers. Jokela looks back to second, and Ashton will take a strike at the belt in 0-1.
Not absolutely, you know, it's not the gas that you would have seen from a Matt Geislinger earlier, but I think that it's just a lot of location and mixing spots, Randy.
Here's the 0-1, low and inside, and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count.
Clippers with two in the first, blanks in the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh.
Jokela looks back to second, and here's Ashton following it to the backstop, and the count at a ball and two strikes.
He's right on that. That was a very, very aggressive, and, I mean, he's all over that ball.
Brendan's got a Cole Schmitz-type swing. When he connects, look out. Ashton pops this one up over by first. In foul ground, Holthaus makes the catch for the out. That'll end the Clippers' eighth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on, eight in the books. We head to the ninth. Richmond leading Watkins, 7-2. We're back in a minute.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Top of the ninth inning here at El Rosa, Region 15C. Randy Rotstein, Kirby Hemish with you. 7 runs, 15 hits, and an error for Richmond. 2 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for the Watkins Clippers. As we make our way to the top of the ninth inning, Kyle Buddy will lead it off for the Royals. Dusty Adams, Buddy, and Cam Miller, the scheduled hitters against Dan Berg. And the pitch from Berg is inside a ball, 1-0. Pitch again to Buddy, now 2-0.
Not that any would be warranted, but no activity in the Royal pen right now, so it looks like the ninth will belong to Luke Jokola.
There's a strike called, and 2-1. 2-1 the count. Shot by Buddy up the middle, a base hit for Kyle. His
second
hit of the night.
Had a lineout, reached on a walk.
So Buddy drilled that up the middle. That'll bring Dusty Adams to the plate. Dusty so far tonight, 0 for 3, had a sacrifice bunt in his last at bat.
Somehow kept that fair.
Dan Berg comes home. Adams puts the bunt down again. Berg fields the one hopper. The under end flip to Ashton, and 1-3 in the put out of Dusty Adams. Another sacrifice for Dusty. And he gets another runner in scoring position. And at this stage of the game, insurance, 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 huh?
Another one wouldn't, no one would scoff at it, right? If you're cheering for the Royals, 8-2 is more, would be a greater than sign than 7-2. So
bring Cam Miller to the plate. Cameron so far tonight, 2-for-4. Berg's pitch, Miller swings, two hopper to block at second. Carter up with it, 4-3 on the put out of Miller. On to third goes Kyle Buddy. Moving him station by station, and that'll bring Carter Teal into the plate. Carter 1-for-4 tonight, triple and a run scored.
That was a game changer right there. I mean, you look at that spot in the game, Randy, he knocks home Miller. He's in scoring position. They squeeze Bacchus right after him to get it in.
Really was. Those three runs in the sixth inning opened the game up, Kirby. It was 3-2.
3-2 to 3-2 to 6-2. It changed the game.
It did. Followed off by Carter Thielen and 0-1. Stick around. We'll name your coveted cap player of the game. Our postgame show tonight here on KASM. You're going to get your very own Chasm cap.
Some candidates.
Absolutely. Some candidates. Both teams. We'll see who's the winner. At the plate, Thielen, and a swing and a miss at Dan Berg's pitch. Count 1-1. One ball, two strikes. Here comes Berg's pitch. Strike three called as Thielen gets caught looking at a pitch on the outside corner, and that will end a Royal ninth. No runs, a hit. No errors, one left on. We played 8.5, Richmond 7, Watkins 2. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Leo's Auto Body and Glass.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1953 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech customer placement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Well, on Region 15C opening weekend, if you can get a starter to go a complete game knowing you've got another game yet this weekend, that's what you're going to do, and that's why Luke Jokola has the ball here in the ninth inning, facing Carter Block for the Watkins Clippers, and the first pitch to Carter is a ball, 1-0.
Even if they didn't have another game, you go tell him he doesn't get the ball in the ninth inning, Randy.
Well, exactly. team's leading by five, and he's given up just six hits tonight, scattered out those six hits.
Retired 15 of his last 16.
Yeah, yeah. Pitch a strike, two. Carter Block, 1-1. Pitch missing outside, and the count, two balls and a strike. Carson Geislinger on deck for Watkins. And Block will follow this to the backstop, the count at 2-2. El Rosa will have three games here during this Region 15C tournament. There's 13 games total in the tournament, so the other 10 games will be played over at Meyer Grove.
Yeah, tonight, tomorrow night, and the new.
As Block takes strike three called, and he is caught looking.
The new Region Championship game, a little different format this year. Next Friday's game here in El Rosa will be the Region Championship.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little twist.
They don't have to go approve it on Sunday. They're going to be in the state tournament.
Coincidentally, the Friday night winners traditionally have not proven it. The team coming through the loser's bracket has won, I think I counted with my dad, like eight of the last nine regions, something like that.
First pitch to Carson Geislinger, a ball, 1-0. Now Carson swings and misses, and one ball, one strike.
Jokolo, that was his fifth strikeout, Randy Rostein.
1-1 the count. Here's Jokla's breaking ball. That's in the dirt. And the count, two balls and a strike. 2-1 to Carson Geislinger. Carson beats it on the ground to short. Bacchus deep in the hole. His throw will not be in time. Knocked down there by Holthaus. And Cole Schmitz sprinting down the line. Backs it up right in front of the Watkins dugout. Nice play by Cole to save that from maybe hopping into the dugout.
Yeah, five-run game. Bacchus really not much to lose right there. Take a chance. I don't think he had much of a prayer of getting Geislinger, but Schmitz hustling. I don't know that it would have got into the dugout, but Schmitz for sure making it evident that that won't get into the dugout.
That scored an infield single for Carson Geislinger, and here's Justin Thompson. Thompson with a double tonight back in the second inning. He is 1-for-2. Had a sacrifice bunt to two back in the fourth. Carson Geislinger the lead at first, and the pitch to Thompson inside, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes.
More balls this inning from Jokolo than we saw maybe the last three combined.
Thompson will take high for a ball, and now 3-0. You would think if the Royals do bring in any relief, it may come from a player on the field, Mr. Thielen, maybe in center field.
I'd say center or left.
Yep. Here's the pitch. There's a strike called in, 3-1.
Dalton's
balls,
thrown a
one
lot.
Strike.
Dusty's thrown a lot. They got Ottman and Schleicher in the dugout yet.
Jokola has not walked a man tonight. He hit one. Yes, foul tip into the mitt of Schmidt. And the count full now, 3-2. Dustin Kramer on deck. Carson Geislinger, the base runner, here in the bottom of the ninth inning. One out, one on. Jokla's pitch, fastball, fouled to the backstop. Count stays full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Jokla looks to first and comes home. The pitch is low and inside, ball four, so couple base runners for the Clippers. The first time they've had two base runners since back in the fourth inning when they had leadoff singles. And now number nine hitter Dustin Kramer to the plate.
Yeah, just, I mean, it's been a lot. I got him on iScore, Randy, for 125 pitches. That's not nothing, you know.
It's kind of what he threw against Farming a couple weeks ago. There's a strike call to Kramer and the count at 0-1. No balls, one strike. Jokola looks to second, now comes home. And strike two called. And 0-2.
Geislinger at second, Thompson at first. Royals letting them kind of do their thing out there.
No balls, two strikes. Two on, one out. Jokola's pitch, a swing and a miss. Kramer down on strikes.
That's where getting ahead is pays such a difference, too. You got a guy who wasn't in the lineup to start the game, Randy. You fell behind Thompson. Now Justin has had a nice night, but you get ahead quickly, and you kind of put the pressure on him at 0-2 right there.
Yes, you do. You absolutely do. Nolan Geislinger to the plate. Nolan so far tonight, 0-for-3, was hit by a pitch, scored the game's first run, the Clippers' first run tonight back in the first inning. And he drives this one to left center field. There's Dalton Thielen driving it home with the catch, and that will do it. The Clippers go down in the ninth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. Your final score here tonight in our first Region 15C game, Richmond 7, Watkins 2. We'll be back in a minute here on KASM.
Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought about buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to service their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Local, loyal, hardworking, just like you.
Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center thrives on customer service. Whether you are looking for parts, new or used equipment, or needing service on your own equipment, we do the best we can to get you the right parts and get repairs done in a timely manner. Because we understand the frustration of breakdowns, give Dairyland Supply a call at 800-338-6455 to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Hey, welcome back to El Rosa. Region game number one, Region 15 seeing game number one has gone final. 7-2, the Royals with the victory tonight over the Watkins Clippers. A game, Kirby, that started out Watkins taking a 2-0 lead on Richmond and really looked to have the upper hand early on. The Royals batters, at least the first time through, were definitely probably an Matt Geislinger on the mound, but the Royals kept plugging away tonight, just kept making contact against Geislinger and got to him finally. And, Matt, I don't know if he just kind of peaked at one point early on and then became more average as the game went on.
Well, you looked at him through two with that 2-0 lead, and I'd be lying if I told you, like, is that it? Is it all for the game here this evening? But, you know, he's Superman's human. So it was an opportunity for him to the opportunity for the Royals, having good at-bats, put some nice barrels on some balls, and next thing you know, it's he's out of the game after six, and it's doubles, it's triples, it's more doubles, and I'd say there's no one's leaving the ballpark tonight saying that the better team lost by any mean. Richmond outplayed Watkins here this evening, and they're moving to, or they're staying on the top side of the bracket.
Say what you want to about Luke Jokela. He gave his team a chance to win, Kirby. Scattering seven hits tonight, giving up just the two runs, and both of those runs coming in the first inning tonight. So, I mean, Jokela pitched eight shutout innings after that first inning tonight, and that's a heck of a performance for the left-hander.
And, I mean, even if you were kind of alluding to it, Randy, about the opportunity if you were to lose and only go through one pitcher, well, he won, and they only went through one pitcher.
Yeah.
And after that first inning, I'm not so certain that there was a lot of people confident that that was going to be the case. But eight blanks after that, you can't take that away. He gave up the double and the walk in the ninth inning. But other than that, the guy was it was a double in the eighth inning and then a base hit and a walk in the ninth. But at one point, retiring 14 consecutively or something like that, just lights out performance from a lefty. Not the lefty we all thought we were going to drool over tonight. But that's why they play the game, right?
That's why they play the game. Seven runs, 16 hits for Richmond tonight. They committed one error and left 10 on base. Two runs, seven hits, three errors for Watkins. They left eight on base. The win goes to Luke Jokela, a complete game victory for the Richmond Royals. Matt Geislinger takes the loss. He goes the first six, Danny Berg in the seventh inning for the Clippers. With the win, Richmond will play on Sunday at 11 o'clock against the El Rosa Spring Hill winner. El Rosa Spring Hill playing tomorrow afternoon right around 4 o'clock. And with the loss, Watkins, Kirby's going to have to fight for their life coming up on Sunday.
So the Wrestlebacks, they get the El Rosa Spring Hill loser at 1:30 in Meyer Grove. So that Richmond El Rosa Spring Hill winner will be state tournament entrant already and have a berth in the region championship. And then the loser of that game will take on Watkins at 1:30.
One nice thing for Watkins, they know they have a Justin Thompson who can throw for them.
Not a bad guy to fall back on.
Not a bad guy to fall back on, you bet. Other games tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Kirby and I will have the St. Martin New Munich game at 11 o'clock. Lake Henry Luxembourg follow about, half hour to 40 minutes after the first game. And then, of course, Spring Hill and El Rosa thereafter. We'll be back here tomorrow night at 7:30. That'll be a winner's bracket game, and that'll pit the St. Martin New Munich winner against the Lake Henry Luxembourg winner. That's tomorrow night, 7:30 here at El Rosa.
Our first state entrant claimed tomorrow night already.
Wow. Yeah, you're
crazy
correct.
To think of, right?
You're correct, yep.
So you talk about Jokela, but I don't think you can kind of overlook the Royal Bats here tonight, Randy.
No, 16 hits.
Doubles, triples. They get runs scored from 6 spots of the lineup, Randy, and three of those are in the bottom of the order. That sixth inning, what we talked about, that Carter Thielen RBI triple, tripling home Miller, and then Bacchus with the suicide squeeze right after that. He comes across to score on the Schmitz second RBI double. It's something, he's Matt Geislinger. He's fantastic, and he's had a phenomenal career and a great run last year, obviously, but sometimes it's your night, you know?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to name our coveted Chasm player of the game tonight, Kirby, the coveted Chasm cap player of the game.
So you just gave Jokela one like 2 weeks ago.
Exactly, and he's deserving of one. But I think the guy with two doubles
called
and
the
a
game.
Single, called the game. Yeah, backed up a play here. What the heck, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Now I don't know how big our audience gets by the end of the game, but I was holding on to this one for in front of that dugout after the game now. But over the years, the amount of lost RBIs Cole Schmitz has cost people with his legs, so poetic justice that two of his doubles tonight, he had Chase hobbling in front of him. So Chase cost him
some RBIs.
Yes, so
yes,
it's just the baseball gods kind of circling it back. Cole, all those years of people saying, well, I would have had two RBIs if Cole could run. And then it came back true fruition tonight.
Yeah.
It's a pot shot, but those are two of my buddies. So, but Cole Schmitz, what a night. Yeah. And he's got a new cap about 5 minutes from now.
He's got his coveted cap. And, Chase Elchire had three hits, too, tonight for the Royals, three singles, playing with that cramp the majority of the night, too. Well, Kirk, we're going to wrap it up here from El Rosa. We want to remind the folks, our fine sponsors for Region 15C. Those folks come from Grove Mutual Insurance, Dairyland Supply and Sock Center, Brandon Stank Custom Farming, Corky's Bar over in Richmond, Richmond A&W, the Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. We're in Painesville, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Realty, IPM, that's Precision Machining Gear Cutting over in Waite Park, White Clover Farms, Shady Silver Spur, El Rosa Green and Feed, Kensington Bank, Albany Ready Mix, Shady's Long Shots, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, and Munich Sock Center in Long Prairie, Columbia Gear Corporation, St. Martin National Bank, El Rosa Lumber Company, West Central Sanitation, Stony Creek Dairy, Rambo Incorporated, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Peps Pork, Cabral Spring Hill, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, John Dold, Century 21 First Realty, Greenwald Pub, the Freeport State Bank, Buyer Built, right here in Belgrade, down the road, BNS Excavating of Belgrade, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Chrysler Center, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, and Kramer Lumber of Melrose, our Region 15C sponsors. 7-2, your final tonight. Richmond over Watkins. For my partner, Kirby Hamish, this is Randy Rothstein. Angela, thank you back at our studios in Albany. We're sending it back to you.